good,
the bad,
and
the ugly.
The ugly. With Terence Pillay.
How's that for an intro?
That was pretty amazing. Stacey, you need to be here every week.
Just for this, and then you can go home. Okay, so what are we rocking this week, Matthew?
Telling you, you know, we just celebrated Heritage Day yesterday.
Yes.
And I'm asking, you know, did we honour our uniquely South African heritage, or did we simply just nod to our own personal cultures? Here, so I read an interesting story on social media recently where a young man wrote about being away from South Africa for a while and coming back home. There was this palpable sense of excitement in the plane, not just from him, but from every other person in the plane as well. And I know whenever I travel, I love the idea of coming back home. And I think there's a whole revolution of this now, almost like a movement at the moment where people, despite all the negativity in our country, there's this groundswell of people who think they can't get South Africa out of their blood.
Absolutely.
You know, and anyone who was born on this continent knows that Africa is in your blood. So we celebrated Heritage Day yesterday, and I want to explore the idea of Heritage Day. What it is and what it should be. Because as a South African Indian, being Indian is my culture. It's my lineage. But I'm South African because I was born here. So there's almost a hierarchy of heritage, if you will. And so I think one needs to decide, you know, are you European first and then African second, or Chinese first and then African second, and vice versa? I mean, where do you draw the connection? I think it's a personal choice of heart. You know, how connected you feel to your roots. If you're a fourth generation South African Indian, for example, at what point do you drop the Indian? At what point are you just South African? So that's what I'm asking. The thing for me is that while I'm fascinated by the culture and all of that, that speaks to my Indian roots, I feel no real bond to India as such, or connection, or better yet, I don't feel as strong a bond to India because I'm South African first.
Yes.
I'm a South African of Indian extraction.
And you were born here.
100%.
Yes.
And I think because we're a multicultural society, or whatever you want to call it, you know, a non-heterogeneous society, if you will, the fact is, you can't deny history. We're a country made up of people from all over the world, more so than any other country. Most countries are more homogenous. So, for example, like Asian countries, China and Korea, Scandinavian countries, it's a lot more uniform where everyone has kind of similar roots. But we have a unique history, and so we're a mixed bag of people. So how do we define what a South African heritage is, or what a South African heritage should be? In my view, a South African heritage is a reflection of that melting pot. It's all those things that make us uniquely South African, whether you're a white South African or black South African, a South African of Indian extraction, a South African of Chinese extraction. There's lots and lots of things that connect us, and we have a common history with each other. And I don't like the fact that Heritage Day has been co-opted in the way that it has, because a braai is not unique to South Africa.
Yeah.
You've got barbecue in the US and Australia and other parts of the world. And what I do hope is different about it here is the bringing of people together. It's not about the meat and the fire. That's just incidental. So forget about braaiing and think about how you define heritage. Is it nation first, or is it history first? And coming up, we'll talk a little more about that.
Ooh, so good. And now I feel bad for having a braai. And we're going to wrap things up with our very own Terence Pillay, who's out just schooling us about Heritage Day and what it all means. What does it all mean?
The good.
The good.
The bad.
The bad.
And
the ugly.
The ugly. With Terence Pillay.
All right, part two.
Stacey, I don't know if, what you think about this, but I'm really enjoying the idea of the hashtag I'm staying group.
I was invited to that.
Really?
Yes, and I mean, initially, if I'm being 100% honest, I saw these posts and I was like, okay, this feels a little forced. You know what I mean? Look, we love each other. And I was like, we need this. But then the more I scrolled, I think I spent about 45 minutes on there. The comments, the heartwarming nature of it all. And also just the flip side of what we're being force-fed all the time, which is everything is terrible, nobody gets along, a lie, which we know to be true.
100%.
You know what I mean? Like even just within the studio right now, multiple cultures are being represented here.
Yeah.
But you know, when you check media vibes and you're on Twitter, it's just doom and gloom. So this is 100%. The opposite of that.
I mean, so I'm enjoying this group at the moment. So some other random guy, for those who don't know, who I think in the face of all sorts of negativity, and especially in the light of xenophobia and the gender-based violence, started the hashtag to get people to spread some kind of positivity in the country. And then it caught on, it's gone viral, and it's all about building people up, positivity, and it's about giving reasons why we're connected, and it's been very, very successful. And I think what I've learned from this hashtag I'm staying is that and there's just a small community of people who are divisive and who are negative. Mm. And but by and large, I think we all pretty much get along.
Yes.
I saw something really amazing recently where someone posted a picture of her domestic helper carrying her baby on her back and told the story of when she fell pregnant and her husband had fled. She and her helper had raised this child. They co-parented, which I thought was such a beautiful story. And there are hundreds of stories like that in South Africa,
yes,
you know, and that's what we should be focusing on, as opposed to all the negativity that's been spread here. These kinds of stories are a lot more prevalent than we think. But what happens is you get a small group of angry, divisive, negative people, more often than not politicians, who go and spread this kind of bull, and people buy into it. At the end of the day, what unifies people most effectively is the fact that we're all just human beings. And the question needs to be asked, what did you celebrate yesterday? Did you celebrate your heritage, which is South African, if you were born on this soil? Or did you celebrate your culture? Is your culture and your heritage the same thing?
Mm.
If you were born here, you may borrow things from your culture. You may prefer to eat from your culture or dress from your culture or speak from the language from your culture. But for me, that's not heritage. And at the end of the day, I think that... when you do ponder on what is so uniquely South African or what's our actual heritage, you'll find that it's our resilience as a people.
Yes.
And so no matter what color you are, we're all just resilient. And that, for me, is what our heritage is all about.
I love that. I love that. Also, maybe Terence Pillay should be president. Follow him for more amazing stuff at Terence Pillay 1. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks, Stacey.
And obviously available for podcasts, head to ecr.co.za.